This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Concerns about coronavirus have put the state legislative session on hold. Now the Colorado Supreme Court will consider whether state lawmakers can extend the end date of the session. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
Colorado's constitution requires the legislative session to last 120 days. This year it ends on May 6th. But state lawmakers have temporarily stopped their work to limit the spread of the coronavirus. Democrats argue that because Colorado's in a state of emergency, the session can go past the normal end date. Republicans say the session must finish on time, regardless of how long of a break lawmakers take. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Federal prosecutors have charged the former owners of a funeral home in Montrose with fraud, claiming they deceptively used the business to supply parts for a body brokering business they also owned. U.S. Attorney Jason Dunn says Megan Hess and her mother, Shirley Koch, spent nearly a decade defrauding clients.
In dozens of instances, Hess and Koch ignored family wishes, including many outright refusals to donate a body or parts of a body, and instead sold all or parts of bodies to third parties, all to justify their own financial greed.
The pair is also accused of giving clients what they claimed were the cremated remains of loved ones, but were found later to contain anonymous ashes and other materials. Wildfires in Jefferson County have forced the evacuation of homes near Foxton, west of Castle Rock. Evacuation orders were lifted for many residents last night. The fires burned about 50 acres. This is CPR News.